Weren't you in Auschwitz?
In Auschwitz, too, yeah. In Auschwitz, no tailoring. We used to carry bricks from one side of the fence to the other. No tailoring in Auschwitz. Like Greenfield said, in Auschwitz they did tailoring. I didn't see any tailoring over there. All I saw is the gas chamber.
Did you work long days, 12-hour days?
Yeah. When I came to Auschwitz, I said, no way I will get out of here. You could see flame, the flesh from the human body. And it smelled like you take a salted herring and fry. And the ashes was falling down.
Human ashes.
Yeah. And the orchestra was playing, not to hear the screaming from the guest chambers. The people by the door, after they guessed it, they dropped the door. It was Jewish guys special with bands pulling the gold teeth out. They find gold, went to boxes, and they shipped it to Switzerland. If not for Switzerland, you think Hitler would be able to build an army and a navy? No way. They told the Swiss, we will not bother you, but we got to build some building, the jets. That's what they mean.
Did you hear the screaming that went on?
Oh, yeah. The screaming, sure. The people by the doors, they were trying to tell they can't get out. When you went in over there, forget it.
Were those mostly women and children?
Women and children, men.
People who were sick?
Special. Little babies they took for the little legs and tear them apart.
Mm.
The kids was running in the SS. They didn't care. No humanity, no feeling for a human at all.
So you were only kept alive then because they wanted you to work.
That's the only thing. John, when I got through after the war, 75 pounds, skin and bones.
You are a strong, strong man.
Living the 1 year was worse than anything I went through.
The 1 year living?
Underground.
In the forest?
The forest.
That was worse than the Germans?
It was worse than anything.
Because in that forest, you went many days without eating.
At least in the camps, you know, it was for horses, but we had a roof over the head.
And they fed you?
Yeah. And we didn't have the lice. We could take a cold shower, you know, sponges. I could wash my body.
But in the forest, you could never clean and wash yourself up.
Are you kidding? I couldn't go to a dentist. I used to have a toothache. So I asked the farmer to get me a stone, and I had to pull it out.
Mm.
I couldn't go to a doctor.
But in Auschwitz, you had health.
Next to our block was a Russian general, and I spoke Russian. Rabionki said, Vayna, Hitler. They know it. I don't know how they know it exactly when the war will be over. And before you know, when it was in Auschwitz, they know it's getting closer to Poland. They used to tell us, before you know, you'll be free. The English used to bomb at night, the American in daytime.
Never came close to Auschwitz.
Roosevelt and Stalin said, don't touch. In Russia was the camps. In every zone, they had the concentration camp. Buchenwald, Dachau. And in Baba Yaga, in Russia, a lot of camps. When Stalin made a speech, it was already close to Moscow. Every woman and child, knife, whatever you got. A Russian general, he said to Stalin, don't trust Joe. He's going to fool you. He wouldn't listen. Oh, we signed a contract. You can take the contract and I tell you, living through this, I can survive anything. I had a guy 2-3 years ago. He find out from all my family. I got everything, the documents to show you. All my family, you know, the names and things. They finally opened the doors. You know what they find out? 8 miles in Treblinka, it was another 6 gas chambers. On top, they had only one. They figured 1,000 people a day, it's not fast enough. That's what they did. Only 70 or 80,000 people was killed.
And where was that again?
In Poland, in Treblinka, 90 miles from Warsaw.
Okay.
It was so many people killed. Poland had the most 3.5 million Jews, the biggest Jewish population. Villages, small towns, big towns, Jewish people.